Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Bless you, Pastor Andre's wonderful, powerful, beautiful word this morning. And praise God, my wife is coming home today. Hallelujah. We got a good God. I survived. We will survive. Amen. Our God is for us, with us. And he's a big, beautiful, good God. So it's really, guys, a time of faith. Eh? We got to look to God and not look to ourselves, look to our neighbor, look to the world. We got to look to God, hear from Him, and see His great salvation. It's like the time the Israelites taken out of Egypt. We in that time where we got to go into the Spirit and we see the mighty salvation as the Lord arises upon us as His mighty angels executing His written judgment. Amen. Yeah, in Psalm 74 this morning, from verse 12 to 17. Yeah. My God is from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. So we need to always remember that. For God to work salvation, bring about His plan, He needs a people set apart to Him. Not glorying in their own strengths or their power or who they know or how big is their banking account, but glorying in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't glory in our shame, we glory in Jesus Christ, because in Jesus we've got everything: deliverance from death, relationship, married, provision to bear fruit to God. So we're going to do mighty exploits in this time because we looking to our Lord. Amen. You divide the sea by your might, you broke the heads of the sea monsters on the water, you crushed the heads of Leviathan. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. You split open springs and brooks. You dried up ever-flowing streams. Yours is the day, yours also the night. You have established the heavenly lights and the sun. You have fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Hallelujah. God has proved himself, and he's made a name for himself. And who's he used? In many instances, he's used people. Noah in the time, him and his family had to have faith and stand. Remember Lot in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah had to stand, and Abram's family. And that's faith that pleases God. And when there's faith, then God is in the vicinity. Fear just makes room for the devil. So hold on to God. And as we can see here, everything belongs to Him. He has fixed the boundaries. He's in control of the day and the night. And so when looking to Him, trusting in Him, you're trusting in a king that is worthy, a king that is powerful, a God that loves us, made us, and He made us for a time such as this. Amen. Guys, so just hold on to your faith and build up your faith. Draw close to Him. Speak to Him. Any worries, pray. Any fears, go get faith and know this is a time for the righteous to shine. This is our day. This is God's day, and as His children, we partake of this day, and we just pray for this world to just wake up. I'm hearing of they having children tantrums there about not being able to get all the money they were getting, the taxi drivers there where Elisha is working at the mines in Kitu, and now they're striking. And these are all childish behaviors that the enemy has taught people. And so we break all these lies, and we thank you, Father God, that everyone wakes up to the reality of not being a child anymore, but being sons of the living God, not being led by the flesh and trying to boast in the flesh and overcome in the flesh, but boast and overcome in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's overcoming in faith. And thank you, Lord God, for being a living God that is there to move on our behalf. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. We just commit the day to you. Establish our thoughts. and that we acknowledge you in every way, and we make our path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.